Chapter 4. At the Top of the Cliff. Mark walked around taking photographs of the area. A few metres from the cliff top, he made an interesting discovery and called Linda to see it. There were two large black rubbish bags tied with rope, and they could see marks where another bag had been dragged to the cliff edge and thrown off.
"Let's look inside," said Linda excitedly. "I hope there isn't another dead body in there."
It was difficult to open the bags, but finally they did it. Inside the first bag, they found the dead body of a small dog. They were very surprised.
"Oh, how terrible," said Linda. "Why did someone put a dead dog in a bag?"
"I don't know. It's a really strange thing to do," agreed Mark. "Let's see what's in the other bag." They looked inside the second rubbish bag and found a lot of paper covered with the same signature repeated over and over again. There were a few books which looked like old diaries, and at the bottom of the bag there were some pieces of heavy metal, old horseshoes, and some big stones.
"This is a strange collection of things," Mark said, taking photos of all the things. "What's going on?"
"Well, is it a crime to throw dead dogs into the sea?" asked Linda. "I wonder what was in the third bag."
"I don't know," said Mark. "And who was that man at the top of the cliff? Did he throw the rubbish bag into the sea?"
"Maybe," said Linda. "I'm taking some of these pages with signatures on them. They might be important to our investigation."
She took the pages and closed the bag again.
"I'm sure the person who is throwing these bags away lives at the mansion. We need an excuse to go there and have a look."
"What should we do now?" asked Mark.
"First, let's tie the bags up again so that nobody knows we opened them. Then I think we should go back. I'm cooking dinner for my parents tonight. It's their wedding anniversary," Linda said, looking at her watch.
"Come on then," said Mark. Mark led the way back down the cliff, and they both walked in silence. Suddenly, Linda said with enthusiasm,
"I've got a great idea. I'm new in this village, and nobody knows who I am. I could pretend that I'm researching historical houses for a school project, and we could ask to visit the mansion."
Mark thought for a moment.
"That's easy to organise," he said. "Mrs. Landsman lives in the mansion, and she owns my father's house. I'm sure she won't mind if we visit her."
They walked back to the village together. "I'll go to the mansion and talk to Mrs. Landsman," said Mark. "I'll tell her about you and your research and ask if we can come and have a look around."
"Great," said Linda. "That will be very useful."
They went to the supermarket together, and then Mark helped Linda carry her shopping to her house. Soon it was time to say goodbye. Linda asked Mark if he was free the next morning, and he said he was. They agreed to meet at 9:30 a.m. the next day. Linda watched Mark walk along the road towards his bike and then ride away. As Linda started preparing dinner, she talked to her mum. She told her about everything that had happened during the day. Her mum was shocked to hear about the body on the beach, but was pleased to hear about her new friend Mark. Linda got up early the next morning. It was warm and sunny. She had a shower and washed her hair. She put on her favourite jeans and jacket. She looked at herself in the mirror and decided she looked good.
"Why is it so important to me to look good today?" she thought. "I suppose I'm interested in Mark and I want him to like me."
Linda went to the window and looked out, waiting impatiently for Mark to arrive. A long time passed until finally the doorbell rang.